We really want to start paying attention between what we have to have, what we need to have, and what we want to have. Hey everybody, John Putnam here. Hope you are well. Welcome to another episode of Money Made Faithful, where we believe that God is too good and life is too special to let a little money hold you back. I hope wherever I find you today, it's a really good day. It's been a great day here. Had a few videos to shoot, got those done. You may see some of those on social media. If you're not following us, check us out at Money Made Faithful on Facebook or Instagram, and probably a little headed to TikTok before too long, and have had some pretty neat announcements the last few days. I'll share a little bit about that at the end of the episode today. But wonderful to have you with me. And guys, I want to talk today about something that you may not even really feel, but is likely going on. I'm talking about financial traps. It reminded me of another tale in the Bible, one that resonates across generations and still talks, this story still talks about our situation today. It's found in the Gospel of Mark. There's a young man. He's been referred to as the wealthy ruler or the rich young ruler. He approaches Jesus. He has got a very serious question, and he wants to know, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And that inquiry says something about this rich young ruler. He's looking for something more. But what is he really looking for here? Is it really fulfillment and joy, or is it something else? Well, Jesus sees into the young man's heart, just transparent, looks right through him, yet responds with gentleness and love, and he invites the young ruler to sell everything he had, give it away to the poor, and follow him, because this is just radical obedience and devotion. But the young man's heart, well, I'd like to say his heart is torn, but I don't think his heart was torn. I think his heart was made up because he had great wealth, and he found himself in a snare, in a trap, unable to let go of what he had, the treasures that he had here on earth. I mean, you can almost feel the tension between the worldly possessions that he has and this invitation from Jesus for sacrificial love and obedience. Because this tension, we still feel it today, don't we? This idea of what do we value most in life? And so often we can fall into this trap if we are not careful. So that's what I want to talk about today, but primarily three trendy traps that you want to avoid. And I want to talk about some of the timeless truths around them that gives us wisdom and truth in the midst of these traps. Trendy trap number one, the trap of lifestyle inflation. This has also been called lifestyle creep, and it happens when an individual or a couple begins to increase their spending at the same rate as their income rises, and this continues to just raise their standard of living month over month, quarter over quarter, year over year, and it requires a certain amount of revenue, a certain amount of income as this continues to grow. And what happens here, if you're not careful, it seems fine because you're still spending less than you earn, but your lifestyle is continuing to grow, and it can lead to financial stress. It can lead to reduced savings and giving and get in the way of progress toward other financial goals. Now, when you want to try to get over this, it's really as simple as embracing the biblical principles of contentment and stewardship. Hebrews 13:5, you've heard me share this before. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Guys, what a promise that is. It's all about just finding contentment in God and His provision. And it requires us to personally resist the urge to continually upgrade our lifestyle. And that helps guard against this lifestyle creep, this lifestyle inflation. And when you swap it out for financial stewardship, wisdom, and intentional spending and giving and all the other money moments you've heard me speak about, and you align that with God's greater story and your value and your long-term goals, you are on the right track. Trendy trap number two, the trap of instant gratification. My friends, this is I want it now. This is all about convenience. And this is primarily about impulses where you're looking for immediate return, immediate pleasure, immediate fulfillment, and you're not really caring, you're not really paying attention to what the consequences might be long term. Now, when you put this in the context of your personal money choices, this can look like impulse spending, neglecting savings, accumulating and acquiring more and more debt because you're using the income to satisfy your immediate desires. And if you want to get your arms around this, it's going to require you to spend some time taking a look at self-discipline and, wait for it, delayed gratification. Guys, this is just waiting. It's being patient. It's all about the qualities that are affirmed through biblical wisdom and truth. Proverbs 21:5 shares that the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. And once again, this is not just about the money because often you have the money to do this, but it does not reflect a habit of mindful spending. So that's what we want to begin to develop, mindful spending. We really want to start paying attention between what we have to have, what we need to have, and what we want to have. If you haven't taken a look at the 3D budget tool that I have in the free resources library, this is exactly why I talk about that, because this helps you begin to align your financial choices with your long-term goals and values. And when you set those long-term goals and you have the strategic plan to achieve them and accomplish them, and you celebrate progress along the way, and you stay focused on the big picture, guys, you are putting yourself in the posture and position for wise and faithful, sustainable financial stewardship. And then trendy trap number three, the trap of social comparison. Guys, this is a big one. And this can be social comparison from friends and family members and neighbors. Guys, so often this can also come from social media platforms, fueling these feelings of inadequacy and I don't have as much as other people, and it makes us feel bad. I hear it all the time. I was just talking with a couple this week, and this is what they were wrestling with as a result of one of their financial choices. They were going to have to deal with their peers around them and explain why they were making the financial choice. But the beauty of it was we landed on sharing about how money is a testimony that reveals your beliefs. And this initial comparison about peers and lifestyles soon transformed into a ministry opportunity, using this decision as a testimony to share with others and have ministry impact in their lives. We all know that our social media accounts are our highlight reels, and lifestyles always appear perfect, and you get disenchanted. You feel bad. There's some envy. You want to keep up with them. You want to keep up with the Joneses. There's unrealistic standards. The list goes on and on. This is a trendy trap. And yes, you may be able to even afford to handle this pressure of comparison from a financial standpoint. However, it doesn't mean that you should, because you need to guard against this trap of comparison, social comparison and social media influence. And you do that by anchoring your identity and worth in Christ rather than worldly standards. Remembering whose you are that makes who you are. Galatians 1:10 supports this when it says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." You have heard me share before that comparison destroys contentment. It creates dissatisfaction. It creates anxiety. And the solution here, obviously, if you can reduce your exposure to social media, I would highly recommend it. And then begin to cultivate authentic relationships who share your values and priorities and aren't always trying to be bigger, better, faster, stronger, stylish, image, progress, etc. Guys, people who can be peaceful along with you and anchored into true fulfillment that comes from God. And please let me give you some additional encouragement as I close today, because when you consistently avoid these three trendy traps, you are on a transformational journey toward a type of financial freedom that you may have never experienced before, filled with peace and hope and love. And when you begin embracing these principles and values and engaging them in your lives around contentment and stewardship and authenticity, not only are you creating a stronger personal belief and behavioral model, but you're also anchoring that within scripture and truth. But in addition to that, there are also very practical financial benefits to this as well. Let me hit the high points of just a couple. First, you get closer and stronger around financial stability and security. When you begin prioritizing wisdom and truth around spending and saving and investing and giving, and you're building a solid foundation, guys, this is creating financial stability. You can weather the storms. You can anticipate important financial goals in the future and experience peace of mind and contentment, being more prepared for the future, which also leads to freedom from debt and less financial stress. Guys, these impulsive spending and accumulation of debt and keeping up with the Joneses, all of this can create accelerated debt and stress. But when you don't fall in those traps, the benefits are freedom from the debt and less financial stress, leading to more empowerment and control over your future. It also leads to more of an authentic life, more content in your life. So no longer are you measuring your worth based on anything related to your money or your wealth, but you're finding fulfillment in experiences and connections and relationships and shared commitments to living out your lives with wise and faithful stewardship in your own family and those around you. And finally, and this is my favorite, you get alignment with God's greater story and God's plans and purposes. Because when you steward your resources wisely and you're engaging gratitude and thankfulness and contentment, and you are resisting those tensions and distractions of those three trendy traps. And oh, by the way, these aren't the only three traps. They're just the ones I wanted to share today. But when you can avoid those, you continue to get stronger in the way that you honor God with your finances, and you begin to experience blessings and provisions in some really cool ways. And as I shared, your whole journey then becomes a testimony to God's faithfulness, and others are watching you, and the way you use your money will influence others, draw them closer to God, even though they may not know Him. they may look at you and say, man, there's just something different about them. And it may draw them to ask questions, and then you can share about where your faith comes from and where your hope lies. Well, my friends, that's all I had for today. Three trendy traps that you want to avoid. Trendy trap number one, lifestyle inflation. Trendy trap number two, instant gratification. Trendy trap number three, social comparison. And when you can stay out of these traps, you are going to experience a kind of financial freedom and peace and fulfillment in a way that you likely have never experienced before. And this then becomes part of your testimony on your faithful stewardship journey. Well, my friends, thank you so much for being with me today. And as I shared at the beginning of the episode, we do have a cool announcement because we are launching our first digital course, and we are diving deep into a core issue that needs to be transformed in the financial lives of so many individuals and couples and families. We are doing a deep dive on breakthrough budgeting. So if you haven't seen it yet in social media, keep your eyes open. If you're on our email list, you're already getting emails about it, so please take a look. Or if you're seeing it on social media, you can DM us with the word breakthrough. We'll send you a link. And of course, you can visit breakthroughbudgeting.com to learn or to share. And until next time, may you continue to experience the breakthroughs and blessings of Money Made Faithful.